From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Senior American and Japanese officials are meeting in Washington today and tomorrow to talk trade, with a big focus on agriculture. American farmers face steep tariffs in the Japanese market, but as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, both sides are motivated to get a deal done.
It's hard for American farmers to compete in Japan because their rivals from countries in the new Trans-Pacific Partnership enjoy lower trade barriers, and the U.S. decided not to join the trade bloc.
We have to run just to stand still at this moment in agriculture.
Rachel Brewster teaches international trade law at Duke. She says a U.S.-Japan deal would make American exports cheaper to buy, but any agreement could take a while working its way through Japan's parliament. Brewster says that's pushing the Trump administration to make a deal very soon, ideally before the 2020 elections here.
So if you want to give farmers a win, then you need to conclude this deal quickly.
Japan is motivated, too. It's hurting from a trade dispute with South Korea. And as far as the U.S. goes, says C. Fred Bergsten at the Peterson Institute,
the big issue for Japan is to head off auto tariffs,
which President Trump has threatened to impose unless Japan reduces its trade surplus with the U.S. Avoiding that would let Japan focus its energies on some trade concerns closer to home. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.